Hey, Steve Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, this is another edition here of the Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University, this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, women's soccer, and volleyball, K-State baseball in another month or so, and so much more. It's the first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition episode of this podcast. Get the Project Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Well, straight on in, back into the portal and out of the portal, folks, because this past week, as I'm sitting recording this, oh, by the way, Friday, January 9th, 2026, this will come out probably at this point next week in the middle of men's women's basketball news and if anything else. Well, there's been other recruits from women's volleyball and so forth. So there's that. But anyways, head coach Colin Klein, new head coach Colin Klein of the K-State football team and his staff / recruiting, got another Oklahoma State player to come to Kansas State. And that this time is Jacoby Oliphant, who plays on the other side of the ball. Now, yesterday I recorded Rodney Fields, the electrifying running back for Oklahoma State, now coming to K-State. Now you're getting the other player. Now you're getting somebody else, another Oklahoma State player on the other side of the football there. Oliphant is a linebacker coming off his redshirt freshman season. Same thing. So you're getting two redshirt freshmen. Now they're going to be sophomores. Rodney Fields, and now you're getting Jacoby Oliphant. He's coming off his freshman season with Oklahoma State Cowboys. This is the second OSU player to come here to K-State. Look, and oh, by the way, I didn't mention this in the Rodney Fields episode. I'm going to mention it here in the Jacoby Oliphant episode that Oklahoma State, worst team in the league, and oh, by who was it that, I think it was them, either them or Colorado. I think it was Oklahoma State that did not win a Big 12 conference game. I might have to refresh that memory here a little bit, but I'm pretty sure the Cowboys did not win. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep, that's right. Colorado upset Iowa State last fall in Boulder. So, yeah, Oklahoma State, they were the only program not to win a Big 12 championship game. Reach a championship. Not even close to that. A Big 12 conference game. And now you're grabbing two of those guys off of that team and bringing them over to Kansas State. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, another Out of the Portal edition of this podcast. Make sure you do subscribe, like, and do alarm bell every time I update your content daily. You'll be first to be notified about it. The Pro Project Podcast, trying to keep up with a fast-moving, active coaching staff / recruiting for the new staff at Kansas State, led by head coach and former Heisman finalist and legend, obviously, in Colin Klein. Back to Jacoby Oliphant here for a minute. Obviously, only 24 tackles this past season, two of them for a loss, and he has two sacks in his debut season in college for Oklahoma State. And he, according to this article that I got notes off of from Yahoo Sports, he played 269 snaps in his freshman season. 135 of them were on defense. The rest of them, so he was also a special teams player there as well. 69 snaps in the box, 38 as a slot corner, 27 lined up along the defensive line. And a linebacker is of need anyway for the staff, by the way, because you lost, obviously, your premier productive tacklers, and obviously Des Purnell putting his name in the NFL draft, so to speak there. He was a senior anyways, and you lost Austin Romain to Texas Tech. So this is a position of need for K-State there as well. So you got that going on there. St. Louis University High School. That's where, so he is kind of coming a little bit more closer to home. If we're talking about Jacoby Olofen here, is we that we are there as well. We don't really have again much on him because he's only played 1 year there. But again, just like some of these transfer players who have not gotten to play much, like a Caleb Patterson and Isaiah Williams that we've already talked about here. Recording the podcast, those episodes haven't been up yet, but those episodes should be out when this one comes up. They're calling it high ceiling. This staff thinks that Jacoby Olofen Jr., oh, by the way, add that in there. It says on here on the profile. But K-State thinks high of him as getting to that highly ceiling player there as well. So, and they're going to look for him. Obviously, playing at linebacker spot and also trying to get him out there. I just said he played, 38 snaps in the slot? So, they like his versatility, as they like to call it, there as well. So, yeah, that's all we got. I mean, again, we haven't seen these players. All we can go off of is these notes and these numbers here from past years or is it 1 year? So, Rodney Fields... he's only played 1 year to this point, but he was a productive back for them. And now you're getting a Jacoby Olofen on the other side of the ball who has shown his skills, whether that's linebacker or lining up in the slot, like a kind of a hybrid corner, something like that. I did not expect to use that word here in this podcast this morning, but here I am saying that. But, yeah, so there you go. Another defensive guy landed here at K-State. From Oklahoma State, and this time it's from the other side of the ball. Remember now, I might have these come out on the same day or on back to back days. That this is the second episode in a row that I recorded somebody coming over from Oklahoma State. So that's good because you need again starters, and again, of course, you're gonna need as well. You're gonna need. Players depth as well. That's what I was trying to get at there as well. So Jacoby Olofen Jr. there on the podcast. Well, not here, but coming to Manhattan, Kansas, the Kansas State, after spending his freshman season debut year in college for Oklahoma State there this past year, which did not win a game. And I'm actually going to go back here. Hang on a second. So I'm actually going back here and go to standings real quick. So let me type. I'm gonna type this in real quick here. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure. Let me see here. Here we go. There, just to confirm that I don't want to get shortchange anybody. Yeah. So got the standings pulled up. So K-State this past year, right? With all that high expectations, finished 6-6. So you're coming off of that season, and Oklahoma State is coming off a year where 0-9. Damn. So, 0-9, Oklahoma State, one game. I thought they won two games. So, only Oklahoma State Cowboys this past year, in 2025 last year, 1-11. So hopefully, if you're Jacoby Olofen Jr. or Rodney Fields, definitely the grass is greener on the other side, the light in the tunnel. As you're coming to K-State, where K-State is looking to get out of a 6-6 subpar, not meeting expectations, falling flat on your face for the second straight year. And what led to that, it was pretty unpredictable, if you want to say the least there on that. We all thought Chris Klieman was going to come. Well, at least I did. Anyways, Chris Klieman was going to come back for at least one more year. I had him tapped as that. And the Utah game changed everything. It changed everything there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. So, hey, Rodney, Jacoby, you're coming to K-State where obviously head coach Colin Klein has built a terrific staff. And I've been ragging on his staff really since Colin Klein started hiring guys. Here in the last couple of weeks, from the transition from 2025 over to 2026, there as well. So it's been something. There's links in the chain, right? There's connections within the staff, and now I think Corey Patterson also, again, we got to remind people that Corey Patterson also was at Oklahoma State and now over to K-State. So this is the third Oklahoma State personnel that that we have now heading in as the book begins to unfold here in 2026 for this team. So Jacoby Olivet Jr., linebacker / hybrid corner, we're going to call it that here in this podcast, the latest player that we're talking about out of the portal, Oklahoma State, now you're a K-State Wildcat, Jacoby Olivet Jr., so there's that as well. And look, hopefully you can win more. I'll be obviously, well, I don't speak for just for myself, but you're also speaking for all the other K-State fans as well, that you're hoping for a more successful season than just one win, because that would be absolutely stunning. But again, we don't know as we're sitting here right now, as I'm sitting here recording this out of the portal podcast on Friday, January 9th. We don't even know the entire roster yet. We're just knowing bits and pieces here and there. We do know a bigger piece came back, obviously probably the biggest piece of them all, Avery Johnson coming back to K-State. That's the biggest one and a biggest sigh of relief for all K-State Nation there as well. So there you go on that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts found, free to build daily or whenever chance to record K-State content. Once again, the Pearl Project Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, you know what it is. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Obviously, we're coming at you daily. Yes, I left that important part about this podcast. Come at you daily. K-State Podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Looking forward to it, folks. Here as we get into, obviously, we're almost approaching the middle of January already there as well. So there you go on that. But yeah, so two more. Well, I should probably say, if you count new running backs coach Corey Patterson, three Oklahoma State, former Oklahoma State personnel coming over here to Kansas State in this episode, Jacoby Olivet Jr. episode. He is made his commitment to K-State, where he is definitely in line to get a lot of playing time this year. I don't know if it's way too early to talk about if he's going to even start or not. This is going to depend on other factors, obviously, but he's going to be definitely in line here to get a lot of playing time, and the staff already says he's got a high ceiling already. So we'll find out about that, and you can probably put him in the Caleb Patterson category, but Caleb Patterson is with a stacked DB room, so there's that. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. This has been another Out of the Portal edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Okay,